first you to understand fight complexity. There's one example which is covered in the book. I will just briefly touch base. Here it is just an indicative enough. Ford Motor, in the pursuit to remain competitive, in pursuit to remain in business, in pursuit to gain more and more sales volume, went on to develop product, went on to develop different platforms, went on to offer a lot of customization to his customers and all. As a result, initially it all sounded good, but when the real time of this thing came, when the recession hit automobile market, etc., everything was really falling apart, and even it threatened their core business of main models that were doing really earlier well. So that's the time when a new CEO who walked in, and then he took a call and he got into fighting the complexity. He realized, he was very clear what is the base, what is standardization and what is customization, that TBS model, this thing. As a result, he resorted to starting from reducing the models. So he resorted to core models which really give them the differentiations. This led to reduction in the number of processes required to manage those complexity. That processes reduction led to many functional, this thing became non-viable, so that as a result the people from those functions needed to be moved out, and there is also brand portfolio that they had. So even that brand portfolio was brought down to the core brands that was known for, Ford, this thing. So etc., when he did that, it was like almost 40%, 50% reduction that he brought in over a period of 2 years, 3 years, etc. As a result, ideally when you look at it, their overall revenue, their overall, profitability, etc., should have come down. Because all those they did was increasing the brand, increasing the model, etc., was to get more and more revenue. But it didn't go that way. In fact, after that rationalization, after fighting that complexity, Ford's revenue grew, Ford's profitability has grown, Ford was again able to capture their market share, etc. So that shows like complexity beyond not necessarily generates higher revenue and higher profitability. In fact, organization gets entangled in their own web of complexity, and that creates a kind of an adverse impact on the organization's performance. So the reason to manage complexity is to manage in a way that it gives you an incremental revenue possibilities, rather than getting bogged down by its own web where you fight profitability very adversely. So that's what the example of this Ford Motor that I wanted to just discuss. Focus strategy. So therefore the fighting and the Ford brings us to a important discussion called a focus strategy. In complexity management, one aspect that comes out is the aspect of focus strategy. Complexity doesn't mean offering variety, doesn't mean you divulge or you spread your focus too wide and far. That's where the concept of focus strategy also came in, and that's what we would should understand out here. There are two types of companies, average company and focused company. When you say average company, not knowing what needs to be done to achieve the desired this thing, they do invest in every element of its business, to survive, to just float in the market. While the focused company exactly knows what are their strengths, what are their core capabilities, and they continue to invest in those areas and sharpen their core competencies, etc. They sharpen it so much that nobody can move them from their place. So that's what is known as a focused company. A company's core business comprises its most profitable customers. So when you say core means the segment in which either they have a lion's share or the product that gets them the majority of the revenue. It also symbolizes that those are the areas, customers in those areas are the most profitable, they are probably unique, they are more differentiated, therefore they give you the different assets and capabilities, etc. And most important is your product and channels are something which is well recognized. So that is what is known as a core business. A company with a focus strategy adds new business or enters new market which only reinforces the core. So that is what one need to really know, that if you work around core And if you work on a focus strategy, company will not do any value addition, company will not create any variety of service if it is not linked to their core product and if it is not supporting their focus strategy approach. Classically, there were two examples that is given in the book. I will just briefly touch base upon Reebok Adidas versus Nike and Nike, and there is another one of a Lego toys. Both Reebok, Adidas, Nike, they were in the business of providing athletic sports shoes. As you move forward, as the market expand, as the opportunity come in, they had choices to select. Nike decided to remain very focused on their core competency, which is athletic sports footwear. On the other hand, Reebok decided to consider various other complementary products in the sports arena. So they got into sportswear, they got into many such complementary products which is surrounding the sportsmen. What happened as you move forward, as you can see, when they expanded initially it was all fine, but then they got into their own complexity where Reebok suffered in terms of their revenue, in terms of their profitability, etc. Finally, Adidas took over Reebok. Adidas also in the field of athletic sports shoes. So Adidas is to take over Reebok to create a leverage for themselves. Nike during all this time, because very focused on their core competency, not that Nike didn't do any value addition or value variety additions, etc., but they all were focused around their core competency, core product strategy, focus strategy, which is athletic sports shoes. Therefore, they grow leaps and bounds. There's another example of Lego toys. Lego also initially was into that hobbies, building blocks for kids and, you know, those things. Later on, they expanded. They expanded and added a lot of other relevant or maybe irrelevant design blocks related facilities and products, etc. into their this thing. And that really created a complexity in their service offerings. However, when it went too far, Lego started suffering in terms of revenue loss, and not only that, it even went to an extent of threatening the core competency of the Lego, which was that kids hobby based building, architectural building blocks, even threatened that business. That's the time when the new CEO took over. He got on with the task of simplifying the complexity. He got on to the task of removing all non-core business. They sold it off. Even within the core business, the complex design models, etc., were looked into it and brought it down to the basic minimum that can satisfy their focus customers, that is kids and hobbyist, you know, age related people. And that's how they went on to remarket their core product, and they again started gaining more revenue, more market share, etc., over a period. So this is what it brings it out, that if you don't manage complexity, you get into the web of complexity that you have created, and in the process you may suffer in terms of revenue and the profitability because you move away from your core. So point is, to one of the aspects of managing complexity is to have a focus strategy, focus on your core, evolve various variety that you introduce around your core, and then try to leverage. If that is not done, managing yourself, managing your existing itself will become a question mark. So that's the importance of focus strategy. A focus strategy immediately creates opportunity for simplification in virtually every area of the business. It helps to recognize who are the core customers. It allows to determine which product will most appeal to those core customers and which are unnecessary. It enables to create an organization structure that supports the right set of business and the market. It encourages the development of a cultural focused on quick, effective decision making and execution. So that is what Lego that I have written about. Focus strategy, it really lists out here how it helps you. So it really helps you to create an opportunity by simplification. So when you simplify, the focus comes, it helps you to re-understand your core business and the core customers. Your entire process, organizations and various things will get aligned towards core customers, what they require and what is unnecessary for them. And after that, you create a value, you align your resources, you align your structure to serve that core focused customer market. That will bring a required revenue, required profitability, because your decisions are aligned to the variety that has been required by your core customers, core segment, etc. And they will accept what you do after understanding their need of variety, and therefore you will find more and more revenue at a profitability that you earlier enjoyed. So that's the Lego example I have already covered. Has plenty of data about its customers. So average company has plenty of data about their customers, but struggles to find an insight and act on it. So we have earlier studied what is average and focused company, the difference. The second difference is they have collected a lot of data, but they struggle to create an insight out of it. The focused company knows exactly who is their core customers, and they have designed data collection in such a way that they can understand the customer needs very well. By doing an insight research, they are able to determine what exactly is now needed by their consumers. Companies that know their customers well can create a focused value proposition, tailoring product decisions, pricing, channels, and so on. So once you know that what your core group of customers are requiring it, now create a variety. Now create that value proposition that will be acceptable to them. It will create a value for them. Value can be in terms of convenience, value can be in terms of a pleasure, value can be in terms of utility for them, etc. So you create a value proposition. When you create that value proposition, you can create your offer that gives him the best propositions. That offer includes also your decision on pricing. Not necessarily that this is a discount pricing, it can be even a skimming pricing strategy that will not only give you higher value but higher margin also. So all this thing, when aligned well, you are able to garner more business from that existing set of customers, existing set of core business customers, I mean to say. So therefore the process simplification, focus on core business strength, really generates more revenue. So complexity not at the cost of value of variety can be undertaken. At every point of time, value of variety should always be looked at with the focused customer base in your mind. And then around that you create value of variety, which is as per need by them, you are able to garner a much better value proposition for them and for you. Average company provides options, or they provide any and every type of options and carry sufficient inventory to meet those requirements, to appeal to everyone, pushes supply-driven innovations on the market, because they want to please everybody. They get into providing many options, they get into keeping inventory also of that. As a result, their inventory cost, their cost of managing complexity, etc. are all high. While in case of complex company, it gives its core customers exactly what matters to them. It equally disciplines in releasing new products and in trimming those that customers no longer value. So focus company will every time question itself, is it really required by the customers when they are planning to introduce something new? At the same time, they have a ways and means to determine which value is no longer now there with the customer. So attach to that value, which are the non-required product and the inventory lying with them, and how to get rid of that, etc. Market demands pulls innovation. Companies regularly add new products, options, features and line extensions for reasons that usually seem good at that particular point of time. So in terms of focus companies also, they are not an exception. Market has made them pull towards that demand directions by innovating a new variety and new service, etc. But because they are focused, they again can come back and determine which variety is not really adding value, which variety is adding value, and they can realign their business propositions effectively so that they continue to win their core focus customer base very effectively. So that's another difference of a focus product and focus strategy. Focus organizations. So what we were so far trying, you have seen this average company, focus company, earlier also average company, focus company, but they were in line with this title. So here I am talking about focus products. So this we spoke about focus products. Earlier we have spoken on focus on customers. So if company, what is a focus on customers? If we take customer as a this thing, what this average company does as a focus, and what this focus company does as a focus on customers. So we continue to understand this. Focus organizations. So if it's a company which is an average company designs its organization structure to support all existing processes. Now the organization which is not focused, not clear, will develop a system and the process and all such things that every and everything can support any and everything that has been expected by the customers. While in case of focused company, designs its organizational structure to support critical decisions, and they will design it in such a way that it aligns various processes and operational workflows at their end and facilitates critical decision making, because people there are aware what finally is to be delivered to the consumers. So they empower individuals. So these organizations are more driven, self-driven, empowered, while in the first case average company, though the organization structure and all is to serve any and every requirement, people are less empowered, decision making is more and more in the hands of higher authority, that impacts their ability to take prompt action. The characteristics of a focused organization is that it makes and executes its most important decision well, quickly and without undue effort, which requires a high degree of simplicity at the three different levels. So for this focus organization to achieve this, you know, their ability to take quick decisions, faster decision to meet and align with the changing market condition is very high compared to the average company. The reason is that this simplicity is due to following three different levels, the degree of simplicity at three levels that they have achieved. The overall organization needs a clear structure tied to the company strategy without too many nodes or points of interaction among functions and units. They create a very simple, empowered organization. There are not multiple nodes, there are no many functional divides, etc. It's a simple, decision-driven organization focused towards customer service needs. Each unit needs a minimum number of layers and appropriate managerial span, and the organization needs a simple way of ensuring that the right people are in the right job. Take right people, right job, have a simple bureaucratic, non-bureaucratic organization, less of hierarchy, so that decision making is much faster, and that faster decision empowers them to respond to market conditions in a much prompt way, which is not possible by the average organization. Then comes the focus process and IT. So on that front, average company redesigns processes to maximize functional efficiency, aligns its IT system to support existing process. This company, every time when they face an issue or every time when they have to create something new, they will create a new process. They will not look at the interlinking of different process or existing product process with the new product process or existing service process with the new service process. No, they will. This is a variety that they have created for which this is a process. They will design that. IT will, without questioning, will develop a solution to that, etc. While in case of focus company, it redesigns to maximum integrated process efficiency, aligns IT system with business objective. Here IT system will understand this variety creation is adding value in which way. He will look at your existing system, existing process. He will try and value it by designing this process in such a way that repetition is minimized and overall business objective is kept in mind. So he helps you to design a business objective centric process and execution manner so that overall your optimum cost is lower, overheads are lower, and you are able to quickly service the customers and exceed his expectations. Continuing under process and IT, business process and IT system links a company's strategy to its everyday operation. IT is not involved in your long-term this thing. IT is supposed to back you up on a day-to-day basis. Business process is also using IT to get a help on a day-to-day basis. If the strategy, product line or organizations is unduly complex, process will be unduly complex and vice versa. So if your overall strategy or a product line that you have created or the organization that you have built, which has a lot of nodes and divisions and, you know, functional bureaucracy, overall what will come out is only a complex process. Complex process will affect your ability to service customer, respond to the changing needs very faster, etc. The organization culture has to facilitate good decision making and execution. So in the case of focused organization, why they are able to be prompt, agile and active? Because there is a decision making and execution is encouraged. They facilitate quick decision making by being lean. So that is what is the difference in terms of their process and IT. And their process and IT are aligned to business objective and not each and every process related or functional objective as such. people report that they waste a lot of time, products are late to market. So in a average company, people always resort to a lot of duplication is happening, a lot of unwarranted, unproductive work has been done by them. Product also gets, you understand the need, but you are not able to introduce the product faster, etc., which is not the case with focused organization. IT system cement processes complexity in place, and so the two are closely linked. Companies trying to fix their processes often run up against that time-honored response from IT, but other systems won't support it. So IT system actually cements the process complexity. IT system has to actually help you to overcome the complexity in the process, and so that the therefore the process and the IT system are though closely linked. However, companies trying to fix their processes often run up against that time. Company that is the average company which gets into changing the process every time will always face a problem of IT not in sync with your business objective. They are more in sync with addressing your day-to-day issues, etc. And therefore, eventually you run out of your business objective utilization. IT will not be able to create that speed and agility in your ability to respond to customers, and you often end up into fighting your own internal issues, etc. While in a very complex, a very for customer-focused organization, IT is always questioned you from the business objective purpose. So whatever that they have designed is ultimately aiding your business objective, and therefore it is lean, trim, very effective delivery of service to the customers. It helps you that way. Initially, at that point of time, you may feel that why is IT, you know, looking it so much, or why IT is asking so many complex things, etc. Why they don't want to create just a separate process? So those are the things, but why they don't do it is important, because whatever that they are going to develop is going to aid you overall in long term with the business objective in mind. So learning that we get when companies attack complexity, they unearth areas that make things complex, burdens cost and profitability with limited incremental revenue. So when you start attacking your complexity, when you really look into your complexity, what will come out is that there are certain areas which are burdening your cost, that will come out. There are certain things which are burdening your profitability. There are certain things which is not leading to the required revenue. They are just giving you an incremental revenue. So you get three core areas which is ailing your profitability and revenue. Once you attack them, they will move out, or they will become more productive, they will become more contributory. It brings focus on chosen areas of complexity reduction. Having understood this, you know where the complexity is come, which is not beneficial to you. So now you will attack those areas. When they start, also they are seeing the sizable opportunity was simplified elsewhere. Once you start simplifying, and once you start really realizing the power of the simplification, maybe a new opportunity open for you. Multidimensional approach is far more effective than tackling one element at a time. So as we have earlier covered, identify the node and then attack the node completely. Instead of one of the element of node, I attack all the five nodes, you know, that we have discussed, that is process, organization, culture, IT, etc. So attack all the nodes together to really bring out unwarranted complexity out. And when that comes out, your ability to respond to market condition, you will become more agile, you will become more consistent in terms of delivering value to your customer, experience to your customer. So that's a learning. For any management in service enterprise, building a focused company is of a great challenge. Very all said and done, looks very easy, but it took quite a time for the Ford also management to approve of that. Lego also, you know, CEO must have gone through that trauma. Reebok has realized painfully after ages. So very, it is said it is easy to have a focused company, focused strategy, but it is difficult to many times implement in real competitive marketing scenario. So Reebok was right at that point of time. Nobody could dispute that way. But okay, because they couldn't manage later on the complexity that they added, they were not able to get incremental value from their deviations that they took. Complexity removal needs commitment, time, money and leadership with direction. To remove complexity or to manage complexity also requires a courage. The leader should have a vision, the direction, have a commitment of time and money given to cull out complex operations, they are not benefiting the organization, and from there he has to venture into easing them out. And a payoff of this is very clear: significant rise in your own payoff, streamlining products, less confusing complexity adds to customer focus. Customer is now able to again refocus on you. So the moment you cull out unwarranted complex this thing from your system, your ability, your faster implement, customer itself will become more aligned to you. He will now start understanding you better, and when that happens, various other issues will fall favorably for you. Ask every day to handle this. Complexity management requires you to ask every day, what can you do today to simplify and focus on your company? So every day one must ask as a leader or as a this thing, what can you do today to simplify and focus on my company? So every time when you have this in mind, you will be able to immediately judge what is not really helping you to focus on your company, what is not really helping you to focus on your corporate objective. So the moment you identify that, then it is your way of handling what is not adding, either it should be streamlined, modularized, or eliminated kind of thing. So that is the path that you take afterwards, and simplification will open avenues for you. So we have understood managing the complexity in any organization. Complexity needs to be managed. Managed complexity not from the perspective of providing less variety or less service to the customers. It is managed to make the complex non-adding value processes and the products and the varieties to go out of the system, and what you are left with are really contributing in building customer focus, helping you to be fast and agile in terms of implementation, and that focus, you become a focus organization. Focus organization brings customer back to you and helps you to really do an incremental jump, multiplier jump in your revenue and the profitability. So that is what we have understood under that subject of complexity in service operations management. Very important subject, very important chapter. Overall, whether you remember service management or not, etc., the complexity management understanding will really take anybody very far. So that's this thing. Thank you, friends.